Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're all in for patriotism, brother. Hulkamania running wild.
If this isn't patriotic, then what? Which song is, right? Like, this isn't this, doesn't this have the 4th of July feel to it? Like, no other?
No other track? Like, no other, but yeah, it's there.
It's up there.
Now, what? Tyler, explain to me, because I could just be naive or dumb, but the whole patriotic association to Bye Bye American Pie.
I don't know. It just has America in it.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like a story behind it. Or
I'm sure there is, and I'm sure I've seen it before, but I just don't remember at this point in time.
So I saw this, and I posed the question this weekend, and I pose it to you guys now because of Ocho Cinco and others claiming that Melo is coming to Houston. Then I saw people actually out there retweeting it and saying it's happening, and then finding out that that was false, that the only report that is verified is that he has waived his no trade to two teams, Cavaliers, Rockets. Whether there is a buyout or not, if there's a trade to be made, I just think it, you know, we talked about this last week. The Rockets are running out of assets. They're running out of guys that can bring back what Melo's making. And if they don't want Ryan Anderson and or they don't want Eric Gordon, then I don't know what else you're going to offer. And here's the thing. You don't want to give up Eric Gordon because he was a valuable piece to the puzzle last year, and you don't want to have a depleted bench which brings you absolutely nothing. At least keeping EG means you've got points coming off the bench. You've got a filler role if anybody goes down. And you've got one of those three-point shooters that you desperately have to have. And the thing that I posed on Twitter that I think people forget about a lot is D'Antoni and Carmelo did not get along in New York.
Right.
Sports Illustrated a month ago sat down with D'Antoni and his wife Laurel, assuming he was going to win the Coach of the Year award, and mentioned the fact that management had come to him and said, look, this whole thing with Carmelo's not working. It might be to the point where one of you have to go. And he said to the Sports Illustrated writer, I quit. I said, then fine, I quit. And his wife stopped him and said, you know, I don't like that word. No, you resigned. He goes, nope, I quit. So if that was the case, then as much as they can blow smoke to the public and say, oh, that's bygones be bygones, that interview was a month ago. And I'm sure a month ago, Carmelo wasn't on the Rockets radar yet. So it'll be real interesting if this thing does have some truth.
And
to
as
it.
You mentioned, like, they don't have any assets like to give up, and the only realistic asset that they have is Ryan Anderson, and Ryan Anderson is probably not incredibly high in demand because of the season he had last year. Eric Gordon, as you mentioned to me, the only reason I'd be willing to deal someone like Eric Gordon is if he's kind of done being that backup or that sixth man player. You know, he wants to move up and be a starter. Everything that I gathered from last season, he was completely okay with the minutes. He was completely okay with being the sixth guy because he was still scoring and putting up numbers being the sixth man.
But to that point, and to your first point, the biggest thing and why he was okay with it, and the biggest thing why it's an issue with Ryan Anderson is not that he didn't have a great year, it's the $20 million.
Yeah.
Like the same thing with Eric Gordon. Like Eric Gordon was like, you pay me $15 million and you don't want me to start? I'm cool because I'm getting 15 mil. Now, if you were trying to lowball me to get me to come to Houston and I wasn't going to start, I might have had an issue with it. But I've had injury issues. So I come for 15. I'm not starting. I save a little wear and tear on the body. He played a hell of a lot more games than he's averaged in his career.
Yep.
And the numbers and the awards showed.
29 minutes a game, which is not terrible. 28 minutes a game was not terrible. So, I mean, I'd be happy if I'm Eric Gordon. I just don't know if he's going to be happy with that role forever. Like, if he even gives a hint.
But you had to know that coming to Houston when you play the same position as the franchise's best player. When you play the same position James Harden plays, and yes, James Harden moved to point guard, but for the most part, the way he was moving out that starting lineup, Gordon was going to, he came in knowing he was going to be a bench player. Now, Beverly's gone. We saw Eric Gordon was able to fill that role, that void in the starting lineup when guys got hurt. So you can do that differently, but you got Chris Paul now. So now Chris Paul and James Harden become your starting backcourt. Gordon's still going to be a six man, but you make your bench and your second unit that much better just by having Eric Gordon there. The problem with Ryan Anderson is totally different. Ryan Anderson defined himself. He went from a guy that came in as a sought-after guy the Rockets were after for the last 4 years as the perfect stretch four fit to whatever offense they were running, let alone especially when they got D'Antoni. He's now in limbo because he defined himself as one of the most clear-cut, one-dimensional players the league has seen, but he's making $20 million a year. So now you've got to find either a sucker or someone that just has to eat up cap space because they have to come to a minimum, like Sacramento, like Brooklyn, to just take on 3 more years of $20 million a year to let you shoot it from Katy and Galveston, but do basically nothing else because his rebounding was hardly there. His low post defense was terrible.
So, thank God that 39%, percentage is just from behind the line over the season. That is just does not tell the story that Ryan Anderson had this season. It's so deceiving to look at that, and maybe that's what it's going to take. Some sucker to look at it on paper and say, "Hey, he's shooting 39%." I would imagine they would look back at his season and say, "Yeah, he didn't come through when they needed him to." We saw these struggles of him shooting behind a 3-point line at home as opposed to on the road. Most players don't have that type of struggle.
I was going to say that's the biggest thing. You should play 41 of your games in that same arena. There shouldn't be any problem with depth perception or comfort. And if you want to shoot it at night and on weekends, and anytime like he came out after one game during the playoffs to try and find his shot, I would be in there morning, noon, and night knowing I'm going to play half my games in this building, in this gym. I better figure out how to shoot it there. I understand if you have problems going to Staples Center because it's a big building and the depth perception behind the baskets is a little different and you got to adjust. But you shouldn't have to adjust at home and shoot it a lot worse at home than you did on the road.
The next best asset in terms of a monetary standpoint after Eric Gordon is Trevor Ariza. And as you and I both talked about, he's kind of slipped on the defense, at least perimeter defense-wise. He's still a good player. He's still an asset on a team. But is that a guy that you can throw in the mix to get someone like a Melo or no?
You can, but do you want to give him up? Because he's still one of your best defenders. And you're obviously losing defense in a lot of ways when you lose Pat Beverly, when you're trying to figure out how you're going to fill roster spots with guys that otherwise could come in and shut someone down or at least defend. And one of your other biggest assets is going to be Clint Capella.
Yep.
Are you willing to dangle him out there when he was your best and most consistent rim protector on the defensive end? That becomes an issue. You just signed P.J. Tucker.
Yep.
So that you actually finally have some depth at Ariza's position, because Ariza just got flat-out gassed trying to play both ends of the floor at his age and playing major minutes. So all those things need to be factored in. The question I have for you guys, too, and this is something we can carry on through the show. When you look at the job Daryl Morey has done, a lot of people, and we primarily our Kool-Aid drinkers and our Red Rowdies,
right?
But they want to put Daryl Morey on this pedestal, and they want to say he's just done a phenomenal job, and he's killed it again this year. Has he been killing it, or has he had a couple of good fortunes fall into his lap? Because James Harden fell into his lap, and the only way he was able to make the James Harden move was because the commissioner vetoed the first trade, which had a lot of the resources in it that you used in order to obtain James Harden. So the commissioner helps you. Oklahoma City realizes we're not going to be able to re-sign him like we wanted to. We better unload him now while he has value, and Daryl gets that deal done. You got Dwight Howard only because the first time you didn't have James Harden, he wanted nothing to do with Houston, but because James Harden was here, he gave it a shot, even though it didn't work out. Okay? And now Chris Paul goes to the Clippers and says, I want to play with my good friend James Harden, so this is what I want you guys to do, and they oblige. If they don't do that, or Chris Paul says he wants to play somewhere else, then does he even go to Houston?
The decision makes the decision look a lot worse in the event that he goes, but it's a gamble they're willing to take. It's a gamble they have to take with Dwight Howard, but I guess you won't be able to tell until after next season.
Because I take it a step further. His drafts have been less than stellar. The last one that he really did good when he got Carl Landry and he got Aaron Brooks. Carroll Dawson made those picks for him.
Decker was his move,
but
right?
gave him credit. Yeah, Decker was one of his because Decker slid to him. But when you look at some of the guys, they passed on Kawhi Leonard now, just so you know.
Yep.
They passed on Kawhi Leonard. They passed on Nick Vucevic. And I've got a list where I can show you what he's not done in the draft. This week got a perfect example. They courted Andre Iguodala. If they had gotten Andre Iguodala, I'd tip my cap. That's one hell of a get. They don't get him, so they resort to getting P.J. Tucker. Is that a win? Or is that a consolation prize? These are the kind of things I want to know about because I see through it. I don't just see in Daryl We Trust. I see a guy that puts a lot of stories out there that says, hey, make sure that not necessarily him personally, but someone's making a call and telling Woj and these guys, Rockets are in deep discussions with the Pacers trying to get Paul George. Whether that's true or not, or they just picked up the phone and said, hey, I heard you're shopping Paul George. What do you want and what would it take? That's a discussion. Is that deep discussions? Is that newsworthy? Or is that for the fans to say, our guy's going to get him?
Yeah.
He didn't get him. So I'll throw it out there. It's something that people can talk about, but I'm not really to give him a crown just yet. And by the way, they haven't won one since he's been here. So you can win the fan vote, and you can win the popular vote, but can you win the vote when it's most important, when the gold trophy's on the line? Interesting to throw it out there. We'll see what we got. Kurt Lowe, we see you there. We'll get you in on the next segment as we continue to roll on. We can talk Rockets, Astros, and a whole lot more. Join us, won't you? 713-780-ESPN, where you can hit us up via text or call, or you can hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. We are the new Americana. High on legal marijuana. Freeze on Biggie and Nirvana. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Tyler, Nick, and Joel on a holiday week, the day before, as the case may be. Barry is off. Enjoying some downtime and a lot of food, he said. I don't know if he did the 999 challenge, but he was going to do it Friday.
Yeah, I was going to ask him. Tyler, I was surprised Tyler didn't know what the 999. Did you ask Barry about the 999 challenge?
I was texting him about it on Saturday because I thought he was going to do it at the game Sunday.
No.
But he said he was just going to do it at the house.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of swapping out of things. Like his wife was going to do tacos because she doesn't like hot dogs. And then...
there's also a potential possibility that he might do like turkey hot dogs instead of regular hot dogs.
All hell breaking loose, which, changing the rules.
If you look at like Oscar Mayer has been running this campaign about how they changed out all their hot dogs. Like they took out all the bad preservatives and what have you. But I don't know what he did. I don't know if he made it.
I would throw up for sure if I did. I would throw up.
I think his approach to it was. He was going to do 6 beers and 6 hot dogs like within the first 3 innings and then kind of coast from there. But my thought was I think you should do 1 beer and 1 hot dog per inning and then just kind of space it out. You'll still probably get full in the later innings, but you're not like overeating at the very beginning.
Well, that's the thing too. I mean, are you doing it like Joey Chitwood, or are you doing it just to make sure to say that you got it done? Because I think I'm with you. I would space it out a little bit. Like I might be able to eat 2 or 3 right away and then let my stomach digest it a little bit. And you know,
that's kind of where I was at. Like, isn't that too much beer? Like you do one hot dog, 1 full beer. That's a lot of fluid. Like the ratio is off for me. Like just thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I want more hot dog in my.
And the fuzzy bubbles don't hurt trying to digest all of that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was asking him if he was going to do it at the game, and he was like, oh, no, not at all. Because
we talked about that on the air, the expense itself.
Yeah, that's so expensive. You got to think. So that's $90 a beer and then probably $50 of hot dog.
Yeah, like the local beer that I got, I think, was a bit cheaper when I went. As a fan, I think I forgot which local beer it was, but it was like a $7 or $8 beer. You hit that up times nine. That's what, $65, $70 just in beer alone. Not to mention the hot dogs. Yeah, it could be
costly.
If
you're going to do it at the game, you got to do dollar dog night just to try and keep the expense to a minimum.
Yeah, that'll help.
Plus, you might have to Uber.
Well, for sure. Otherwise, you're probably going to get pulled over.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Uber.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't do those.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see.
I just drive.
I want to see what weight Barry comes back at, because he said for 5 days, all he's going to do is eat. Now, he was so focused on getting under 175 and then had a bad weekend last weekend and ate the entire weekend and gained 9 pounds. So if he's going to go five straight days letting it fly, I don't know if the skinny white jeans are going to fit anymore.
So the numbers that I've been hearing him say and throw out a lot is like in the 180s, high 170s. I think if he comes out in like the 190s, he's okay. But if he broke 200, he just really
There's no way he's gaining that much weight.
Is either. But if he's 190, you don't think he can hit 190? Like every day, you eating just ribeye and
I think that's 15 pounds in 5 days.
I think if you're gonna try and gain weight, you got to go carbs. Go way
carbs
more carbs
and fats,
than what you need.
I'm sure the way he eats and all the Diet Cokes that he drinks, I'm sure that adds to your weight too, right? Diet Coke doesn't.
Well,
he has like
more
10
than anything
Diet
else. Diet Coke
makes you crave that kind of stuff more.
You crave that food and it dehydrates you. But then if you get thirsty and you actually drink water on top of it, then you can gain water weight. But
yeah, that's true.
He's going to be a light heavyweight when he gets back. He's going to be 205 pounds when he gets back. Watch.
But what was it before he started dieting? He was over 200. He was like two.
I remember when we were talking about this on game day with me, him, and Shock.
Yeah.
We were all, he was like 220-ish. And
wow. Well, this year alone, he started at like 207, I think, and his goal was 175. And I know that he had cut quite a bit of weight, but, you know, like we laughed between Travis and Barry. I've never seen anything in my life where people can gain so much weight in a hurry and then also lose it, because Barry lost a ton in a short period of time.
Yeah, he did. He did. Travis did pretty good too. But, I mean, you got to watch.
Travis went the opposite way. Travis had a bad weekend and put on like 25 pounds. I've never heard of that in my life.
25 pounds in one weekend?
He said in like a weekend, he had a bad weekend and he really went off the deep end. And he said he went from like 325 to 350, something like that. I was like, are you kidding me?
It's kind of surprising. He's a big dude.
Big dude.
Dude, he's a big dude. Like,
that's very surprising, honestly.
Yeah.
25 pounds is a lot.
But with the way he eats, I mean, we've talked about, I mean, he's been on the air talking about his pregame rituals back in the day. What was it, 4 hamburgers, 4 fries?
Oh, my God, Tyler. If you could have heard, like, from the time that they went to NRG to go on a road trip, like, from the time they left the stadium to go to the airport to get on the plane, and then everything leading up to game time, what he consumed and what the big guys consumed. It was like 10,000 calories.
Jeez.
Like, on the way to the airport, you get, I think it was like a Chick-fil-A. When you get on the plane,
you had another meal.
They give you another meal, and they give you snacks, and they give you treats, and they have things throughout the flight, including candy and other things. When you land, then when you go to the hotel, they have stuff meeting there. Then they have a team meal, but then the guys would go out to dinner and say they were in Kansas City, they'd go get barbecue. Or they'd get whatever the signature is in whatever city they were playing in. Then he said he would go back to the room and order like a burger and fries before bed and a bunch of other stuff. Then get up in the morning, they'd have a team breakfast, and he would hammer pancakes and all this other stuff. And like, he's not even going to the bathroom. And then he gets to the stadium and he just slaps the uniform on to get ready in pregame. And then he said he would save it until right before or like the first series. He said because he was motivated, if he couldn't go to the bathroom and he had taken all that in, he was motivated to get off the field quicker and hold them to four and out, three and out. And that then after that, you'd see him just disappear. And if he had to drop a deuce, he'd like head back to the locker room real quick. But he said sometimes either you couldn't make it and or if it was just a leak, that the trainers would put the Gatorade towels in a circle or whatever.
And he would deuce on the field?
He would definitely urinate on the field, but I don't know if they could hide the deuce.
Well, now they have those little tent pop-up things.
That's what he said, too.
And not to mention the peanut butter. Not to mention the peanut butter that he was told that peanut butter, you consume it at night.
And it gain weight.
And it makes you gain weight. Yeah. So
yeah, he said his coaches even in high school and college said for anybody that wants to add weight, easiest way to do it is to eat peanut butter before you go to bed.
Yeah, he was saying that, and he said he would do it a lot because as big as Travis's is, he would say that there was times where he needed to gain weight, and the one thing he would do outside the 3 or 4 hamburgers and meals that he would have at the hotel and the meal that he'd have on the plane, he would consume a whole bunch of peanut butter to gain weight. So it'll be That's really interesting. Crazy. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Remember, you can always download the app, go to your local app store, go to your Google Play store, go to your iTunes store, search ESPN Houston or ESPN 97.5. Listen to all your favorite programming, including The Usual Suspects, The Blitz, John and Raheel, Sean and John, from anywhere in the world.
Right now, I want to tell you guys about the good folks at Infuse Energy. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of making sure they're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes or screw you over to make a buck. They're trying to provide you great energy at a fair price so that the program and the price will be reflective of a perfect fit for your energy needs. And, of course, the fact that you're not getting screwed over. You always get a human being on the phone. And they start by making sure that they are very much going green. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. When you call them, you don't get an automated system. You get a human being. And they immediately start trying to figure out when you use energy and when you don't so they can make a program that is tailor-made for your needs. It's infuseenergy.com, 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and the process starts from there. Then they're 100% honest. That means that if it means losing your business because there's cheaper competition, like a trusted friend, you can expect honesty at all times without exception, and they're going to take care of you, and they're going to make sure you understand your program clearly. So if you have questions or you think things aren't working out, you can pinpoint why, and they can work on a solution. That's what they do at Infuse. InfuseEnergy.com, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Tell them Joel Blank sent you right here at ESPN 97.5.
Jack, say, hey, Diane, let's run off behind the shade of trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please.
See ya. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Tyler. It's Nick. It's Joel till 4 o'clock, Usual Suspects. So we were talking about Daryl Morey before we got into some of the other stuff. And, you know, like I said, a lot of people are quick to anoint this guy. One of them's on hold. But when you look at the actual results, as opposed to the fact that you can plant and say, hey, we swan, people, Chris Davis is a great follower and a great listener. And he was quick to, you know, to say, look, I like the fact that he swings for the fences. My question then becomes, define swing for the fences. Because I can highlight for you the drafts that didn't go well, but I'm just talking about swinging for the fences, going to bring in that big, big name, that superstar, land that free agent. Look, a lot of guys appease teams because they know they have the money, so they have an option, so they'll meet with you. That doesn't mean they've signed here. And so he never got the meetings with LeBron like he wanted.
Right.
He wasn't one of the teams that got to go to Cleveland and meet with LeBron like Pat Riley and those guys when they got him in Miami otherwise.
Not trying to make an excuse for him, but isn't it kind of like victim of timing? I mean, he was kind of in a situation where he probably wasn't going to come to Houston anyway.
Well, he was going to leave because he went to Miami. So he was ready to leave, but I think he already had a foregone conclusion he was going to play with Dwayne Wade. Okay, but you take other guys, LaMarcus Aldridge, right? Carmelo Anthony. Are you okay and you appeasing the fan base because you got the meeting, even though none of them ended up coming here, and you swung and missed on Dwight, and the only reason, let's be honest, that Dwight came to Houston was because James was here. Because the first time he said, I won't even sniff anything in Texas if you're not the Mavericks. He wasn't even considering the Rockets.
Right.
He didn't want to. Then the reason where I'm going with this is, and then you say swing for the fences, but now you've gotten to the point where guys just flat out are going to meet with you. Kevin Durant, I'm not meeting with you. You know, we had the money. We had fans all over in the building with the Durant Rockets jerseys. Everybody's saying, come on, come on, come on, come on. James Harden saying, that's my boy. I'm going to go get him. Wouldn't even sit down at the table to listen. So I'm not saying that Daryl's not trying everything, But I'm also not ready to anoint him as the king, and in Daryl we trust.
Right.
That's what I want to point out. Made,
yeah. And I don't know. I mean, how much of this is a situation where, and I'm not, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate, like where he's like, okay, if he had, that's a bold move to not have a seat with Kevin Durant, one of the best, if not the, well, you can't, I wouldn't say he's the best. LeBron is no question the best player in the NBA. But second, third, fourth best player in the NBA, you don't even have a seat with him. I mean, I think you'd be, I mean, there's got to be some, I mean, you wouldn't make the argument that perhaps Les had some, you know, came down on him and said, hey, this is just not a possibility. Oh, perhaps no. The numbers won't
the
work.
The owner wanted Kevin Durant. Everyone wanted Kevin Durant. Like, they were willing to throw whatever they needed to throw to get Kevin Durant. But you got to get him to the table. He didn't come to the table. And a lot of people for years have said they want to meet with the Rockets because the gifts are great. You sit down and they give you an iPhone and
yeah,
an iPad
always mention that.
Or
yeah.
Things like that. And you get to keep them. Brent Berry said, because I worked on some of the videos and things when they went after even Brent Berry early, you know, years ago. He's like, dude, it's awesome. I still got the iPad. It's got all the tunes on it and you know, and the all these different things. And I'm like, dude, man, if you can get it, it's awesome. You know, and some guys still get caught up in that stuff.
Millionaires like free stuff, too. Millionaires
no
like
question.
Free iPads.
No question.
I'll take a free iPad.
I mean, look, just – and you and I were doing this, but I looked at the draft where they drafted Patrick Patterson, but they passed on Avery Bradley and Eric Bledsoe. They drafted Marcus Morris, but they passed on Kawhi Leonard, Nick Vucevic, and Iman Shumpert. Now
that one kind of hurts.
To give him credit, he did trade for Demo from Minnesota at 22, I believe. And he did draft Chandler Parsons in the second round, which I thought was one of the great steals in a second-round pick that he actually made. I think his last and maybe his best draft pick was getting Parsons in the second round. Because like I said, the Landry and Aaron Brooks picks were made for him to look good by Carroll Dawson. So from a draft perspective, from a home run hitting perspective, look, I'll give you the fact that, look, he's been able to land a couple guys, but some of them fell on your lap, too. So you got to be lucky as well as good.
Yeah, and he's got to, if he wants, I mean, look, if he's sending this inquiries out just to tell fans and appease fans, that's on him. But you got to go out and try and get stars in a star-driven league. And let's just be real. Chris Paul is a nice move. I know you and Barry weren't as high on the Chris Paul acquisition as I was, but, you know, if Chris Paul, and I don't know the details. If Chris Paul wasn't a possibility, perhaps it wasn't a possibility. But like, they're down to minimal assets now, mm-hmm. and they're not going to be able to give a lot to get a third star.
My big concern with Chris Paul is there enough ball to go around? You've got James, who was moved to point guard. Chris Paul, who's always played point guard. You also have a very, very dominating personality in the locker room and on the floor with Chris Paul that, in the end, and the people that I've talked to, said alienated him from everyone on that team, finishing with Doc Rivers, but starting with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
So if you thought that was a problem with those guys, now you're going to talk about trying to do that and pull that off with a guy who is the face of the franchise and your best player.
Do you think the attendance changes a bit with Chris Paul now?
I hope it does. I hope the excitement's there. I hope that whether they are able to execute it on the court by the end of the season or not, I hope the fact that everybody looks at this as kind of the sexy team because they've got talent
got
and they're, you know, and they
and
play fast and yeah, and they've got
3-point shooting team.
Yeah, that maybe that they get more attention and I hope the attendance goes with it. But you know how Houston is. You and I've watched it for a full season and you can never guarantee that they're gonna sit in their seats or be there.
Yeah, I think in the beginning there might be a little bit of a buzz just because there's a new season and a new player, a new roster. I don't know if they'll be able to like fill the, you know, because most of their games are probably going to start like last year, right? Around 7 o'clock, at least the weekday games or weeknight games.
I think they're going to keep them at 7. And they've experimented with everything. They've tried to go later. 7 o'clock's as early as
they'll
go.
The Rockets? I thought the NBA has to.
No, the Rockets set their own start times for home games. Unless it's a national TV game. Yeah, okay. So it used to be 7:30 when I was working from the early days of me working there. We always had 7:30 games, sometimes 8 o'clock games on weekends. And then trying to get to appease the fans that said, look, I want to go out after the game and 8 o'clock and 7:30 get too late, or weeknights, 7:30 late start, I can't stay for the whole thing, because it used to frustrate them that people were going home in the fourth quarter. So they thought that the best happy medium was 7 o'clock, and they still have problems getting people in the seats now. So it's just one of those deals. And like I said, those center seats are all corporate owned. So a lot of times the boss is at his desk and goes, oh, shoot, it's 5 o'clock and the tickets are still on my desk. I didn't give them away today. And then says to an employee, hey, do you want them? And it's the one thing if the employee go. If the employee bought the tickets, yeah. you know damn well he's going to find a way to go or sell
or even
them.
Go late.
Yeah, but if he didn't pay for him, he's like, you know, honey, we could get a sitter, we go to the game, but we didn't pay for him, so it's no big deal if we don't go.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Yo, Nick, did you happen to catch the robbery in Brisbane with Manny Pacquiao? I caught pieces of it. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Yep. I know you got a live read here. Also, remember, go to ESPN975.com or go to your local app store, iTunes or Google Play, search ESPN Houston and download the app so you can listen to it from anywhere in the world.
All right, Kurt Lowe, hang on. We're coming to you next because I know we're going to get the other side of the equation on Daryl Morey and the Rockets. But before we do that, I want to tell you about basketball can still be seen here in the Houston area at a high-quality level of NBA star-like talent. And you don't have to pay a single thing. It's called the No Excuses Summer Pro League. It starts Wednesday, July the 5th, coming up this week. And you can see stars like Pat Beverly and Montrezl Harrell, Bobby Brown of the Rockets, Jonathan Simmons of the Spurs, Joe Young of the Pacers, Isaiah Taylor of the Rockets, and Isaiah Cannon, the former Rocket, who's now a member of the Bulls, and so many more. They continue to add NBA talent to each and every team, and the competition is always great. And the best part about it is, you can see it all for free. Just go to Fondy Rec Center. You can bring the family, you can bring your kids, you can bring your friends, and you can watch high-quality NBA-type talent, good competitive games, and be up close and personal with NBA-type players. It's the NoExcusesFoundation.net for more information. NoExcusesFoundation.net. It's the No Excuses Summer Pro League right on the outskirts of downtown at the Fondy Rec Center. It's conveniently located, it's free, and you'll love the games, you'll love the action, and you'll see NBA talent. Check it out.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, if you were calling to talk Astros, come on back. We just got a little sidetracked talking basketball. We'll definitely get you in.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of a guy that has been on hold but is a loyal Rockets fan, Kurt Lowe's on the line.
Kurt Lowe?
Sure he wants to talk about Carmelo Anthony and his favorite team, the Houston Rockets. Kurt Lowe, what's up, brother?
What's going on, gentlemen? It's good to hear some good basketball talk on here, man. Y'all was going back at it, huh?
A little bit. You know, we appeal to the masses, and you know the masses have a lot to talk about right now with your genius GM dipping his nose into free agency and now all the rumors about Carmelo. I know that's one of your favorite players.
Joe, stop it now. This is a top five GM, all right? He's made nothing but good play. Don't forget Patrick Beverly, like he just came out of nowhere. Wait, remember, Patrick Beverly got signed by
top
Dan
five
Moore,
where? In the Drew League?
Hey, first team all defense. Don't forget that.
Okay, so you can bring up the blind squirrel that finds a nut, and I can bring up several failures as well. We can go back and forth. I want to know because you...
Chandler Parsons.
I gave you Chandler Parsons. What else you got for me? Because I'm going to tell you that he passed...
Aaron Brooks, Carl Landry.
No, I mean, those were Carroll Dawson draft picks, sir.
Hey, don't forget Marcus Morris is starting for the Detroit Pistons. Don't forget that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, even the Washington Generals have to have that guy start for him. That doesn't mean that they're good. Yeah. When you pass on a Kawhi Leonard and a Nick Vucevic, did you not pass on Kawhi Leonard and Nick Vucevic? Okay, I rest my case. Now, I know you're not a big Carmelo Anthony fan. Tell me what you think if he comes to Houston.
Look, Joe, he just traded for Chris Paul, man, for Patrick Beverly. I mean, he just got an all-star for a damn Patrick Beverly.
Dude, the centerpiece was Sam Decker.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Montrezl Harrell is the best player in that trade. You know, people don't understand it. And I said this a year or two ago. Patrick Beverly is not a starting point guard in this league. And Melo and Joe, Melo is a disease. I wouldn't want him on my team. You know how bad he was last year? His defense was horrible. His offense didn't even count on his defense last year. You know, that's how bad he was. You know what I'm saying? He didn't care. You do not want a guy like that in your locker room no matter what's going on. He's a ball stopper. He's defiant. He's never changed his game. And that's where he's at in a losing situation because that's where his mind is at. That's not anybody's fault.
Now, Kurt Lowe, this is one that it's going to surprise you. I agree with you 100%, but I'm going to tell you what you already know, which is your team is enamored and has been enamored with him for years and wants him to be on the Houston Rockets next year. And I told you guys 2 and 3 weeks ago, the two people that they had their sights on this offseason were Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony. And everybody said, Paul George, Paul. Look, they can plant all the stories they want about being knee-deep with Paul George. They didn't have what Indiana wanted, and they weren't willing to part with it otherwise. But you're looking at the two guys that I told you about, and I completely agree with you that if you think this team's going to defend better, defend the low post better, or if you thought there was a problem with who's going to get the ball and where is there enough ball to go around with Chris Paul and James Harden, you put Melo in that mix and you blow the whole thing up.
Well, see, people think that Chris Paul is going to tame a Melo, and that's never been the case of his career ever. I don't care what anybody tells you. And the one thing with this ball-stopping thing, listen, man, it's like Dan Antonio said the other day. He said you can never have enough point guards in the game. I don't think it's going to work. It's 50-50 shot. But what Daryl Morey is doing, Joe, and a lot of people are not paying attention to this, is he's getting, listen, Melo shot 35% from three last year, all right? And from the corner, he shot 42%, you know what I'm saying, from three. So he's going after three-point shooters. He's not caring about team chemistry. All he's worried about, can they shoot? And can they score for this D'Antoni system? Now, listen, man, D'Antoni had a problem with him, right? Everybody's had a problem with Melo wherever he went. George Karl, everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's something about this guy that just ticks people off, like Kobe Bryant. He's got one of those personality disorders. That's my opinion. But I don't understand the hate for Ryan. Hey, Joe, I don't understand the hate for Ryan Anderson. What is going on with that?
Because he's not playing up to par. Contract.
He's shooting 40.
Kurt Lowe. You asked the question.
He made Harden better because he spreads the floor for him.
I told you this. Look, Ryan Anderson, at his previous salary, was a guy that people were willing to take a chance on. But Ryan Anderson was exposed last year as definitively a one-dimensional player as there is in this league. And then when you factor in he's going to make $20 million a year or more for this and the next three, no one wants to touch that, Kurt Lowe. Because if you were getting him at a steal or a bargain price, or you're getting him at his last salary and he could be a stretch four for you, and he could just, you know, from game to game when you need a little extra punch or when he gets those hot moments, which were few and far between, he can help you. But at $20 million a year, it's a totally different ballgame.
Joe, J.J. Redick is getting paid $22 million. That's what the money is right now for those kind of shooters.
You asked me a question, though, Kurt Lowe, and I'm telling you why people don't want Ryan Anderson.
LeBron James would die over there drooling for Ryan Anderson right now. I can tell you that. You know what I'm saying? He got Kyle Korver over there getting paid something million, 30, and he's 36 years old. You know what I'm saying? All he can do is shoot the three, and that's what they want.
Kurt
Lowe,
you
know what I'm saying?
Kurt
Lowe. There's diamonds in the rough in this league. They're valuable more than centers. That's how valuable these
Kurt
guys
are. Kurt Lowe, are you telling me that Ryan Anderson has value in this league?
Oh, absolutely, and he's on a reasonable contract. 18, 20 million is perfect for a stretch four. You know what I'm saying? He can't play no defense, but what? How many people are playing defense in this league nowadays? You know what I'm saying? They want to trade for Carmelo Anthony. He can't play a lick of defense.
Let me put the pieces together. You don't want Carmelo, but you want him because Ryan Anderson has the value to get him. So
no, I don't want Melo nowhere near my team. You know what I'm saying? If Melo gets my team, I'm burning my team Elijah Wan basketball the next day. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty much idiotic.
Daryl Morey the whole video.
All right, Kurt Lowe, we appreciate it, brother. Look, the bottom line is, if you're either standing pat and saying I'll take another year of Ryan Anderson, or realistically, you're going to have to try and bamboozle someone into taking a guy that isn't worth the money, that's as one-dimensional as it gets.
I really think it's a situation right now with Ryan Anderson because, again, you're only as good as what you did last year. I'll take Ryan Anderson. How much of that salary are you going to pay for me to take him off your hands? That's what I would be saying if I'm a GM of another team or a GM outside of the Houston Rockets.
No.
I don't think they're necessarily drooling over a guy like Ryan Anderson. There might be some demand, but they're looking at it as, all right, yeah, we might be interested in Ryan Anderson. How much of a good deal are you going to give me? That's how I look at Ryan Anderson right now.
Kurt Lowe also said on Twitter that Rudy Gay will not have a team next year. He's not good enough. He's over the hill and he won't make a roster. I guarantee you that's false.
Yeah, he also said Beverly is not a starting point guard. He might be a backup on some teams.
He would start in Milwaukee.
He would start in a lot of NBA teams right now.
And because of his defense and the fact that with so many shots to go around in certain offenses, the fact that he doesn't demand to get his shot.
And his three-point shot improved this year.
Right.
Like his shooting and offense improved this year.
So we got that. Now, here's some other things for you before we get off to Chuck, because Chuck wants to get in here too. Look, from the standpoint of J.J. Redick getting $23 million for 1 year, which I mentioned, it's a complete – I told you exactly why that happened. Philly's in a total rebuild, and they got their youth. But they have to have a minimum salary to make sure there's a maximum salary cap, and you have to achieve a minimum amount of salaries. So Redick, there's a reason why it was only 1 year for that big salary. Because then when these guys get younger, the young guys start maturing and you got to start re-upping them and you got to start paying them, your salaries will level off. But to get to the minimum, they needed at least one or two. That's why Sacramento offered Otto Porter a guaranteed max deal for next year.
Now, the minimum is supposed to be met by like a deadline in the offseason. Is that what you're saying? That's what it sounds like.
So, there's a certain threshold where you have, by that certain time, you have to at least have a minimum. You have to have a minimum bottom line of salaries that you spent. Otherwise, the way it's structured is for all the money that you didn't get to that point on, they distribute that as well to all the players in the locker room. But from the way the new collective bargaining agreement is written, you have to get to that minimum, and then if you depending on how low you are, they'll make whatever tweaks they have to make in terms of compensation and players, and if you have to go out and get them. So you do have some time to work with it, but you have to have an NBA minimum. That's why Sacramento is going to is offered already Otto Porter of the Washington Wizards a max deal. Brooklyn was lined up to do the same thing because they have to spend the money. Philadelphia had to spend the money. With all the good young talent they had nobody that was going to let them get close because they're all on rookie deals. So you got to have enough to get to that minimum. 23 for 1 year for J.J. Redick. Redick goes, well, I'm still in the prime of my career. Next year, after I make 23 this year, I can probably pick up 8 or 9 or 10 from some contender.
Absolutely.
And play for a championship.
Absolutely.
But am I ever going to get another chance to make 23 for a season? I'm J.J. Redick. I'm not Carmelo, or Dwight. Or
He might not.
Right.
He might not.
So you take your chances and you roll the dice. Yeah. I'll take the money.
Yeah.
100%. All right, Chuck wants to get in here on Melo. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, brother?
Show again.
What up?
Hey, man. I'm not a Carmelo Anthony fan either, but I do think this is kind of almost like a Hail Mary attempt. If you get him in Houston with Chris Paul and let's say 25% chance it works, the next year you're going to be able to go to LeBron and D-Wade and try to put them all together. And as much as people don't want to hear that, it's a swing for the fences, and everybody says L.A. or Miami. Houston's got a lot to offer, and you already have two of the pieces in place. That's all my take is on it. I'm not really enamored with it. I don't think it'll really work. But you get Carmelo, you get a chance at the other two when they opt out. That's all I got to say, fellas. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Chuck. Look, here's what I'll say. Dwayne Wade ain't ever coming to Houston. He's way past his prime. And if there's one guy that's already on the decline, it's Dwayne Wade. But I said the minute they got Chris Paul, his two best friends are Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James. Whether it happens or not, and again, the smoke machine will be fired up down at Toyota Center to make sure you know that they're going to say that they got a shot to get LeBron. But it's not going to be far-fetched. And it's not the only time you're going to hear about it. When I mention it, between now and LeBron's free agency next year, there's going to be a lot of hype around the fact that when he looks for teams he could join, sure, L.A. is the easy choice because he has a house in L.A., but he's tight with Chris Paul, and he knows that he could create another super team by going with James Harden, and it's a possibility. I'm not saying it's a probability. And the other thing you got to face is if Chris Paul doesn't sign his deal, his Supermax deal, while he's here and he becomes a free agent, now the Rockets are looking at being able to still have James Harden under contract and have a whole lot of
money now.
To go out and look at other people that are available.
That would be the one positive in the event that Chris Paul does make an exit, but it'll be interesting to see.
Kawhi Leonard, attractive to you as a player?
Love Kawhi Leonard. Big fan. I've been high on Kawhi Leonard all.
Amon Shumpert, pretty good player?
Yep. Yeah, great player.
Nick Vucevic, pretty good big man, young.
Definitely could be an asset to a lot of teams in the NBA for sure.
All three of those guys start and do more for more teams than Marcus Morris ever will. But hey, Kurt Lowe tells me Marcus Morris was a hell of a draft pick. All right, right now I want to tell you guys again about Infuse Energy. They are a great locally owned Houston company. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a great job of tailor-making a plan for your business or your family for your energy needs that's 100% honest, always is addressing when you use the most energy and when you don't use hardly as much energy, and making that plan fit you like a glove. InfuseEnergy.com or 844-INFUSE2 will get you to the right people. It's never an automated system. It's always a human being. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, and right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit. They use affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, and it's green energy. You can sign up and choose a green plan, which will offset your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That decreases your carbon footprint. 100% green energy, it's the way to go for now and for people in the future. And again, they're never going to try and pull the wool over your eyes or screw you over to make a buck. If you got a problem with your plan, you get someone on the phone, you talk about it, and they try to switch it up and make it right for you. It's not something they're going to do on a daily basis, but if you got a real problem with it and it's not working out for you, they're going to try and make sure it does. And they're not going to be dishonest. They're going to try and tell you, even if it means they're going to lose your business to a cheaper member of the competition, that's the way it goes, because they want to be upfront with you and they want to be real people talking to you about real energy. It's a great company, like I said, Infuse Energy. That's InfuseEnergy.com or 844-463-8732. Tell them Joel Blank sent you at ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.